prosecute child support cases really as an outside agency, so that that saves our prosecutor's office here in Taney County of the requirements of having to prosecute these child support cases with our own manpower. We, at no cost to the county, use the manpower of this Holby County unit. And we're here today to ask to renew that. Mr. Cotty is here as well. He's reviewed that agreement with Ms. Forbes and I, and we're asking the commission to approve this agreement for 2 years. It's a 2-year agreement.
3-year.
Sorry, 3-year agreement.
And I'd be glad to provide you any background information if you would like. I think the last time I was here asking for a multi-year agreement, there was a different commissioner sitting, and so I would want to make sure that you had, if you had any questions that you could ask me. But yes, Mr. Merrill is correct that our office does all of the judicial 4D work for these three counties, and so we didn't take these Taney County cases and make them Springfield cases. We actually work them in our Springfield office but appear in Taney County Court, and so anything. We come down to meet any parents that need to meet with us. We try to meet with them in Forsyth at the courthouse, so we don't try to burden the citizens of Taney County by having to come to Springfield to do any necessary paperwork. So we work here in Taney County with the Taney County folk. I have a couple of printouts of this cooperative agreement. What this is, the state of Missouri treats the prosecutor's offices, even though we're kind of acting like the law firm for the agency, the prosecutors are, they treat us as vendors, and so there's a lot of contractual language that the federal government requires, because for every $1 that the Missouri legislature gives to this program, the feds will give two. And so the program in Missouri, as in every state and territory and 60 Indian tribes in the nation, has a federal feel to it, and so part of that is that IRS and some other things make them have a bunch of accounting and so forth. But this agreement says that the Greene County will act as the host, will take care of not only all the performance issues, but also all the administrative tasks of asking for reimbursement, because the reason that it's at no cost to Taney County is because Greene County tries to operate within the grant that the state of Missouri gives it, and so that technically, Greene County, they front the expense, but they're getting 100% reimbursed. And so that's why we don't ask for any money from Christian and Taney County, because Greene County is getting its expenses reimbursed. This contract, as it does with all counties in the state that participate like this, calls for, if in the event there is a 4D expense incurred that's reasonable and the state does not reimburse it, then the host county could turn to its partner counties and say, hey, 19%, or in this case 13% of our caseload is Taney County's caseload, or cases deemed to be theirs. And so this $100 expense that wasn't reimbursed, we would like 13% of that back. So the host county has a percentage because of its caseload, and so for every $100 that would not be reimbursed, we could technically ask Taney County to give us 13. Since 2009, that's never happened. We've always been able to operate within our budget, and I anticipate that this year we will. Those budgets are on a yearly thing, and so we have a 3-year agreement to do this, but my budget comes up once a year. And so I don't have a 3-year commitment to that kind of performance, but I know that in 2017 that's our intent to always operate within that grant for now.
You say Greene County's the host county, and how many other counties are involved?
Two others, Christian and Taney.
Just Christian and Taney.
Yeah, and so that all started in 2009. Okay. About 10 or 12 years ago, the state of Missouri saw that in some of the rural areas, it wasn't very efficient, both financially and performance-wise, because you had every county, and there's a lot of them in Missouri, had somebody doing 4D work, both in being both a prosecutor and attorney, and you would need staff to do that, and then you would have to involve the auditors of the county and the other county personnel to help out with this reimbursement and the tracking of all of this activity. And so they were finding that everybody was having to keep a timesheet, and it was not working as well as these counties where you had 100% personnel doing it all the time. And so they started saying, hey, you guys want to work together, and so we can get a couple people doing 100% so that not only is it easier on the timing, but also you start getting some expertise and some people understanding it and working it. And so that's kind of what happened then in 2009. We were all approached to say, hey, Christian and Taney don't have really enough of a caseload to make one person, one attorney and one full-time person necessary, and so they're having to keep their time, why don't you go come together? And Greene County has been doing it a long time, and Christian and Tina are like, this sounds great. We don't have to worry about keeping up with the law, keeping up with the paperwork, working with the division, et cetera. And so that's how this started in 2009, just with our three counties. There are about, I think there's 10 or so other regional, they call them regional projects, where there's prosecutors that have come together.
I'm going to ask what may be a baby step. The child support is where the dad or the mom has been ordered by the court to pay child support and they fail to, and you're coming in to collect it?
It can be at that point. It can even start before that. So that's an excellent question. The Family Support Division is within the Missouri Department of Social Services, and they have this 4D program. It's 4D is a section under the Social Security Act, and so this 4D program has been tasked with both establishing and enforcing child support orders. And so in Missouri, they elected to do that administratively if they could. And so the state of Missouri's agency, Family Support Division, will try to do that. When they run out of statutory authority and need help, and that could be either establishing an order or enforcing it, then they refer it to a prosecutor's office. So that's when I was saying we're kind of like a law firm for the agency. So when they can't do it administratively, they send it to the prosecutor's office. And we're the kind of prosecutor's office that just goes and does what they need and then sends it back. There are some prosecutor's offices up north and in the bigger cities where they do everything, administrative and judicial. We just do judicial. And so we go to court when there's, a lot of times when there's both a husband and a boyfriend. That's what we say, both a presumed and alleged father. And so we go to court and we order, get orders entered, and then we use either civil contempt or criminal non-support in this county to enforce them. And most of our enforcement cases are criminal in all three counties is how we get before the court. And so our prosecutors are appearing in front of all of your judges doing civil things, family law, and criminal.
When it refers to the circuit clerk, is that just Greene County Circuit Clerk, or is it ours as well?
It is yours as well. I invited Ms. Wyman to come. She is the signer to this.
She has been in the past, and she was invited today, but I think she probably had some other things going on. We're going to go visit her afterwards. But I don't have any information from her that she has any disagreement with her.
I don't think so either. I talked to her a couple of months ago to introduce myself, but because she's a new officer since this was last signed. The kind of work that the circuit clerks are responsible for are, in the state of Missouri, not every child support case is a 4D federal kind of case that we do here locally. And so no matter who comes through Tingey County and gets a divorce or has a attorney action that gets child support, that information needs to go into the state's automated computer system. And so that's what some of the circuit clerks' responsibilities are, not only on our cases, but on any kind of divorce case. They need to put in that information into the system so that the Family Support Payment Center can keep track of payments that are due and owed. And so that's a service that Missouri provides to every child support case, not just the state cases.
Is there any, like, early termination clause?
I think it's upon 90 days notice that either the state or the county could seek to terminate this.
Just with written notice, 90 days, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Frank, do you have
60.
60 days, thank you.
And then we've also, in the past, entered into a memorandum of understanding just between the three counties that says we want to be a project and that Greene County will seek to always work within that grant amount. Because the language is kind of vague enough to include where a host county might say, hey, Christian, hey, Taney, I want this much every year. And our side agreement says we're not going to ask for anything every year. We're only going to ask for it if something is not reimbursed. And that would be something unforeseen by either the state or an expense incurred by Greene County. But to date, we've been able to know what that amount is and stay within that.
So do you have the memorandum of understanding?
I do.
For us to sign as well? Is that on the agenda to sign as well?
Actually, that is just between the prosecutors so that they knew what their budget request would be.
Excuse me.
It is not required. It is not a requirement of the cooperative agreement. I brought the cooperative agreement that actually it only calls for the presiding commissioner's signature, but I've found that some counties like to use their county signature page that has all commissioners sign, the auditor,
clerk. Oh, I don't
care
about that. Whenever we vote, we give him the authority to do it.
So,
Frank, do you have any concerns, comments?
I came down here today because I read this document. It's not drafted by Ms. Forbes.
Right.
Or Mr. Merrill. It's a state or federal document, and it is long, and it's hard to understand. But I spoke for the better part of an hour in conference with these two. They addressed my concerns, and I don't have any reservation about recommending that you use it if you want it. And it's clearly a good service at a very economical rate with a good track record of these Taney, Christian, and Greene County working together. So it's a good deal, despite any reservations I have about the authorship of the document itself.
I do have a question. Just curious, when you speak of fees and you have a grant and start, okay, the fees, do they come from like when the one that owes the child support, when they pay that amount, is a certain percentage of that taken out as a fee, or does that all go to the child?
It all goes to the family, okay. Wherever it's assigned. The state of Missouri just doesn't charge any fee for a 4D case.
Good.
And so the expenses that I'm talking about that we get reimbursed would be our personnel, our, you know, the fees for service, the travel, the training, the normal, our law, our attorney, you know, bar fees, things like that. So all the cost of business is the only thing that we're seeking reimbursement for. Things that are 4D in nature that has to do with our office working. But as far as the people of Taney County go and throughout the state, there is no application fee for our services, and they don't retain any percentage of the collection.
And Laura, to kind of piggyback off of Ms. Wyatt's question, those amounts that are paid for the services of the child support unit, those are paid by the families, or the child support being paid, they're paid by federal monies, isn't that right, or state or federal monies?
Right. It's technically reimbursed by the state of Missouri. They've right now tried to reimburse prosecutors 100% for their expenses. So it's a legislative amount that the Missouri's, you know, authorizes expenditure for, as long as the governor doesn't withhold any of those funds, every dollar spent
that
is
matched
$2.
Does that ever happen?
It has.
No.
Well, I think it's a great program, and on that and Prosecutor Merrill's recommendation, I make a motion that we accept it.
Do you want to be more specific?
I
contract so you can get the title and the buying of the liens.
It is called
okay. I make a motion that we accept the contract for services for the Missouri Department of Social Services, contract number ER10217C101, from January 2017 through December 2019, December 31st.
Second.
Trayton. We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Would it be possible this morning, sir, if I could get your signature on this document?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I have two for original signatures in case you all would want to keep one in the interim until I get a signed copy back from the state. We need to communicate electronically, so that one will eventually be electronic. But for all the red tabs, there's a place where the presiding commissioner needs to sign.
Okay.
I've marked with the blue tab some of the information that I've written in by hand.
We need to have something to allow the circuit or the county clerk to attest, and we also need to have some because there's a financial obligation in there for our auditor to attest to as well. So I don't know that he can sign it right now with that. You might ask Donna, is there anything you want?
We'll have to attest to it. You're so I'll have to sign it. Do you have a sheet typed up already?
No. Oh, is there one there?
Yeah.
No, there's not the Taney County sheet that has your thing on there. That's not provided as part of this contract.
Oh, okay.
And we didn't do that the last time. I mean, Greene County does it because they're the ones actually sending the money, but I think maybe some things have changed because I know Christian County wanted to do that too this time. So I don't know if you all have a thing that we can just add to that.
We can get one ready for you. Can we get it back to Jeff for that one?
Yeah. I can receive it electronically.
For what we're handing back to them,
sorry, what did you say,
They don't need the attest and certification. So do we, can we sign, keep one for our records with the